Welcome to another sparkling edition of Two Mics on the Record.
Hey, Porky.
Yes.
Do you ever read The Economist?
I do read The Economist. I love The Economist.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you love The Economist?
I love The Economist because it's more than just economics and finance. You think, wow, it's all business. Mm. It's not. It's a fantastic magazine which encompasses the whole of the things in society you want to know about, including, by the way, a TV review, Line of Duty.
Well, it's got the science, it's got the technology, it's got the arts, it's got the environment, but yeah. It also sifts through the noise, focusing on the essential information that tells the real story at a time, and this is very true,
yeah,
when facts matter more than ever.
Well, they certainly do. It's been going, you know, for about over 170 years.
Has it?
It's for the kind of person who never stops questioning and who wants to know why the world is the way it is. It is the smart guide to the forces impacting on our world.
It is absolutely right. And what I've seen this week as well is a fascinating piece about Mark Zuckerberg,
yes,
who is, of course, the boss of Facebook.
Exactly.
Because guess what? After he's made billions and gazillions of pounds and dollars out of Facebook and out of social media, he's now decided it's time for governments to actually clamp down on the internet.
I know, but if you look at the piece The Economist have done on that, they say there are intricate ways in which these sort of interpretations can be put into place.
That's right.
Now, also, of course, announced only recently, the Saudis making record profits from their oil industry, hundreds of billions of dollars, puts them way above people like Amazon and all that. And The Economist go into that, examine it in forensic detail, and once again, give us all the answers.
Yes, exactly right. Now, you can get yourself a free print copy right now, and all you've got to do is text the word RECORD, R-E-C-O-R-D, to 78070.
Right, can I tell you, I want to repeat that because I don't want anybody to miss out. For your free print copy of The Economist, just text RECORD, R-E-C-O-R-D, to 78070.
Yes. I'm Mike Graham, who are you?
I am Mike Porky Parry.
Yes.
And I am half of the duo, which is the Two Mics.
The Two Mics, which indeed is, as we say, who we
are. 6 million listens now on Audioboom.
Not bad, is it? Not bad at all. Not bad at all for something that we started out as a kind of a project to promote our show in New York.
Absolutely.
Since then, we've done many shows in many places. We still have not got any news, I'm afraid, on Leeds.
Yeah.
We're still hoping to get some news. We're still working on it. It may happen in July.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't,
yeah,
we have a very nice plan for Christmas.
We certainly do.
To do another Christmas show in London. But at the Shepherd's Empire.
No, we'll go to a bigger theatre.
A slightly bigger theatre.
More people.
So it'll be very, very exciting.
More people to come and join us. We're looking forward
to that very much. Now, what have you been up to since
well,
the last
Well, never mind what I've been up to. What have you been up to? Because I'm getting all sorts of complaints from people who wear leathers.
Oh, yeah.
They have long hair. They have tattoos all up and down their arms. They drive
Sabbath fans.
Yeah, might call a hog. And you've been driving around smashing up their
Now that's very unfair. See, that's very unfair. See, when you
What exactly happened here?
See, when people use phrases like crashing out of the EU or smashing up, you know, people's hogs, it's very vituperative and what I would regard as aggressive conversation.
Yeah.
Right? I did have an incident at the weekend.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to tell you about. You know, I'm not ashamed of it.
You're a hopeless driver.
I didn't do anything wrong. Hang on. I didn't do anything wrong. What happened was I accidentally while manoeuvring my car in a car park, which was not unadjacent to a McDonald's, where I was taking my son and his three teenage mates.
Right. And do they all have a big McDonald's?
Well, I let them go inside, you see. They're now of an age where the last thing they want is to be seen
with me. So you didn't pay for it then?
No, I made them pay for it.
You didn't pay for their...
No.
What, you took your son and his three mates out
for
a McDonald's?
No, I didn't know.
And you didn't pay for
their
meals?
No, that's not true. No, 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 hang on.
How do you know each of those boys had enough money to pay for his lunch?
Well, because I asked them.
Right.
And actually, I gave Oliver money, right? Because Oliver's currently banned from having any pocket money.
Right.
Because
he
was scammed by somebody on the internet.
My God.
Into paying for something which he never got.
Right.
And I said,
How much was it?
40 quid.
My God.
I said, in that case...
What was he ordering?
He was getting something to do with the Fortnite game.
Well, some update or something.
Well, he was going to get access to something or other from some guy on Instagram, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was one of those sheepish conversations you have with teenagers, you know, where we go, how come you haven't got any money? I paid this guy.
Yeah.
I went spare when this happened because I thought, hang on a second, if you've been paying for something on my credit card...
Yes.
Which is linked to, you know, all sorts of places.
Yeah.
Because this guy, this scammer now has my credit card. It turned out no, because he's got his own bank account.
Right.
And he's got his own card.
Right.
But this scumbag on Instagram basically promised to give
him
something. He was a scumbag. He scammed a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, see if we can go and track him
down.
How
is that in any way? But you know what? Instagram, who are hopeless at this, said, oh, well, he hasn't apparently violated any of our rules. And we said, well, the guy's
apart from ripping 14-year-old kids off with money.
His account is still open. His account is still going.
Yeah.
And, of course, what he did was he took the money and then he immediately blocked my son from ever talking to him again. Anyway.
Disgraceful. That's another story.
To McDonald's, he decided he wanted to go bowling.
Right.
Now, there's a bowling alley.
I like bowling alleys.
Do you like bowling
when
alleys?
When I was 14, 15, I used to love go bowling. I was very good at it, by the way.
10-pin bowling?
Oh, yeah. The X on the on
did
the
you
scorecard.
Get the strikes?
All the time.
Really?
Strike after
you
strike
and I should
after
do
strike.
Bowling. Maybe we
definitely.
Do it. Film it.
Definitely.
We'll go and film
definitely.
It.
Definitely. I'd love it.
You know where there's a bowling alley?
Where?
Surrey Quays, right near
Surrey
my
Quays?
House.
Surrey Quays, okay. Yeah, I think that's a great
we'll
idea.
We'll go there one day.
There's one called the Charrington Bowl down on the A3 at the New Malden. The New Malden. No, but I might go there for a practice before I meet you.
Well, apparently you don't need to practice.
No, I don't need to practice, you know, but it might be a bit rusty. It's a year or two.
Do you know
I used to smash those Skittles all over the place.
Do you know, when I took my kids more recently, when they were a bit younger, I had a couple of terrible times because, you know, if you cross the line in the bowling shoes.
It's like a cricketer, isn't it, stepping over the line in cricket?
Well, yeah, but it's worse than that because when you step over the line, it's very slippery.
Mm.
And so a couple of times I forgot about how slippery it was.
Right.
And you go right up on your ass and you land. I was literally lying.
Well, that's never happened to me.
Well, it happened to me.
Never happened to me, mate.
Anyway, well, maybe I was
paying
attention.
I do object putting on those smelly, bloody shoes that they give
you. Well, do you know what's interesting?
I always take a specially thick pair of socks to put on my ordinary socks.
Well, what's interesting is this place I took them to last weekend.
Yeah.
Actually, they've given up on giving out bowling shoes.
Right.
Because I said, don't they need shoes? And they said, no, as long as they're not wearing high heels, you're fine.
Oh, I see. So
you
just
can just wear your own
shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's better. I used to hate putting those shoes on.
I know, it's horrible, isn't it?
I thought, I'm going to get fungi
or something
of the toe. So I always used to bring this extra thick pair of socks.
Yeah, no, very wise.
Problem is, you order, like in those days, it was a size 8.5.
Right.
You get the 8.5. Because they do half sizes.
Yeah, yeah.
You put the socks on, but that's now swollen your foot to a 9.
Well, maybe you shouldn't wear such thick socks.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Just wear thinner socks.
Well, I don't want any fungi rot to set in between my toes.
I don't even want to touch them with my hands.
No,
though,
I don't
in case
I,
you
I,
get
no.
warts or something.
Exactly. Well, I tell you what.
Warts.
Just putting your fingers in those fucking holes in the bowling balls, you don't know whose fingers have been
true.
In there before you.
That's true.
You know?
Now, I never thought of that until you just said that.
Yeah, so you should try and wear.
Do you favour a heavier ball or a lighter?
Oh, the heaviest I can
really?
Get. Yeah, because if I get a black ball, right, and it weighs, it's like a cannonball, what you've got to do is make sure you drop it at exactly the right time, and it goes like a torpedo out of a U-boat.
Okay.
Believe me,
well, listen,
it does.
You and I are definitely going to go and have a go with this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided to go there. Now, I said to my son, because they're not very smart, these teenage boys, right?
Yeah,
I said, have you booked a time? Huh? I said, have you booked a time?
Yeah.
He went, no. I said, well, he said, well, my friend was going to book it, but he didn't.
Well,
and I'm like, okay.
So
well,
he's going to book it then.
I said, well, maybe we should book it because what I don't want to do is drive all the way to Eastbourne, which is a good half an hour away,
right.
To find that we can't get on.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to book it. So I booked it for four of them, right?
So you got online, did you?
I went online.
Online
I booked
booking?
It. Yeah, you could
That's
do
brilliant.
It. Four people, under the age of 16, so juniors.
How many games?
Two games,
right.
£42. It's not cheap, this
that's
parenting business,
no,
right?
No.
So I booked all that, so I paid for that.
Yeah, that's good.
Now,
to
the
yeah,
previous
well
arrangement was that they would pay for their own.
Right.
And they're all nice boys, you know, come from nice families and all that. So anyway, so we're all in the car, and they decided we would go to McDonald's afterwards.
Mm.
But we got there actually quicker than I thought. So I said, why don't we go to McDonald's first? So we go to McDonald's, and it's in this kind of, you know, what you might regard as, well, it's in a sort of a shopping centre type area, you know, where there's you know, there's a Wicks, there's a,
there's
an Argus, you know, there's loads of cars driving around very slowly, lots
I
of
know.
Car parking spaces.
I know.
Anyway, eventually, it gets to within about 10 minutes, and I said, look, we better go.
Mm.
I let them all go inside.
Right.
Because I thought, they don't want to be sitting with me.
No, of course not. Well,
old,
I wouldn't
I'm
want to be sitting with
boring
you.
Boring old bastard,
that's for sure,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but also, they're now of an age where they're sort of young men.
Yeah, that's right.
If they see, you know, young girls, they want to talk to them.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't want me hanging around.
No,
right?
Of course they don't.
So I let them go in there.
Yeah.
I parked outside. I had to reverse out of the space that I was in.
Right.
And as I was reversing out, I could see behind me there was two spaces open.
Were the lads in the car now?
They were now in the car.
And you're about to set off.
They'd come out of McDonald's. A couple of them had balloons.
Right.
You know, Happy Days balloons or whatever.
Yeah.
They were all happy. They were jumping about. And the viewing out the back window is not that good anyway.
In the
but
old
also,
Jag,
in the Jag, right?
Yeah.
But also there's a balloon in front of me, so I can't really see the side mirrors either.
Right.
All I knew was that there was two spaces behind me.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll back into that
and
then I'll drive out. Right?
That's right.
And as I'm backing into the two spaces behind me, There was a slight kind of a crunchy sound, but nothing major.
So it could have been a bit of gravel under
the
wheels.
It could have been a bit of gravel. Yeah. It might have even been a bit of a curb, but I didn't really give it much thought.
No.
So I started driving away. Suddenly this guy I'm noticing from my right starts running towards me. Hey, you've knocked over that guy's bike. And I put my window down and I was like, what? You've knocked over that guy's bike. And I went, oh, fuck. You know, so anyway, I thought, all right, well, I better go and park the car. So I drove away.
Yeah.
About approximately 10 spaces, because there wasn't space.
That's right.
I didn't want to hold up the traffic
to
park the car. So I park the car, I get out of the car.
Yeah.
Kids are all laughing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the funniest thing they've ever seen, right?
Yeah, I'd have been laughing as well. At your misfortune.
Exactly. And there's a guy who is literally so irate, I thought he was going to explode.
Yeah.
He's running about, like staring, his eyes are bulging out of his head, he's looking around.
Who's what, a black jag? Fucking bike
who's
there,
a black jag?
Yeah. No, who's a bastard?
Because obviously somebody said, he's driven off, right? So he's like, who's a fucking, he's in a black jag, I'll fucking find him. And I said, it's all right, mate. It's me. It's me.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I said, it's me. I was the one that knocked your bike over. What are you, fucking stupid? I said, look, I'm really sorry. I made a mistake. I didn't see it. He parked his bike in a bloody car parking space. He shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Because you can't see it.
No.
Now,
no.
I don't know if I was to repeat my actions and if I was a bit more careful about the mirrors. I still think I wouldn't have seen the bike.
No.
Because you can't. It's low down.
Sure.
Right? So it's below the level of my back window.
Yes.
And if it's behind me, I can't see it in my mirrors.
Yeah.
And basically, I mean, it was a BMW, quite a big bike, right? And he's like trying to lift it back up.
Yeah.
And he's always wearing leathers, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, why didn't you see it? How could you not have seen it? I said, well, I'm sorry, man. I had a car full of teenagers. Yeah. I'm taking them bowling.
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's going to be an expensive day out for you then.
Yeah.
And I felt like saying to him, really?
Yeah.
You want to buy a fucking bike?
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, try to be nice.
Because you do. I mean, it was I said, look, it's my fault.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I said, I'd be happy to pay for any damage.
Yeah, just calm down.
To be honest.
Calm down,
to be honest, it doesn't look to me like it's very damaged.
No,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
And he starts, like, looking at it.
The bikes fall over all the time.
Well, to be honest,
sometimes they drop them on the floor.
I mean, if you were to measure the speed at which I hit it, it would have been about half a mile an hour.
That's
I was literally backing up very, very slowly, right?
Yeah.
Because there's kids walking, there's people walking around, so you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he says, so look at that, it's a scratch. And it was on the back end where they've got sort of places to put stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean,
like bags, almost saddlebags.
Yeah, like the rack.
Yeah, like saddlebags.
Yeah.
He's like, the chrome's it's got a scratch in it. I said, all right, well, he said, that'll be 500 quid.
Yeah.
I said, well, by all means, I said, send me an estimate, take it somewhere, and we'll be fine. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm quite happy to pay. He said, if I have to replace the whole thing, that'll be 1,000 quid.
Yeah, right,
and I'm thinking to myself, mate.
Are you mad?
The thing just, like, literally fell over.
Yeah, it just went over.
Nothing's happened. It's not a big problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he then says, what's your phone number?
Yeah.
So I give him my phone number. Then he calls it to make sure I'm not scamming him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Yeah.
And I said, look, I'm not going to scam you. I said, but I'm in a hurry. I've got the kids have got a bowling game in about 10 minutes. I need to get down there.
Yeah.
I said, I'm quite happy to pay for any damage.
Sure.
I already told you that.
Yeah.
I said, it's not a problem. And he starts taking pictures of the bike. He said, well, as you can see, I'm now taking pictures of the bike.
Yeah, well, you see that.
I said, well, that's fine. I said, he said, you should also take pictures. I said, well, I haven't got time.
Yeah.
I took a picture of the back end of it, so I've got his license plate.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
He then says, where's your car? I said, it's over there. So he starts walking over with
him. Well, this time
he's beginning to calm down a bit, you know.
Yeah.
We then look at the back of my car, and he said, where did you hit it? I said, well, I can't even see a mark on my car.
Yeah.
And then I saw there was a little sort of tiny, like, grey scrape, which literally wiped off, you know.
Right.
I said that's why I didn't
even
know.
It's just like dust or something.
I think if you scrape up against anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I took the car for a wash after that.
Mm.
And it's completely
wash
disappeared.
Away the evidence. Good thinking.
Yeah, very good. Exactly right. And he says, right, well, I'll be in touch. He says, you may wish to contact your insurance company. I said, well, I'll wait until you contact me.
Yeah.
And if I wish to contact my insurance company, once I know how much the damage is, I'll let you know.
Mm.
And he said, right, okay. I said, look, and I just kept apologising. I said, look, I'm really sorry.
Mm.
I mean, it was a mistake. I said, it's one of those things. I'm hoping
didn't
that...
deliberately ram your bike.
No, and I didn't run over it.
No.
I literally just touched it and it fell over.
Yeah.
And I said, also, really, to be honest, you shouldn't really be parking your bike in a car space.
Yeah.
You should be parking your bike somewhere where people can see it.
Yeah, I agree. Right? What did he say to that?
He said, well, that's nothing to do with you. You should have seen it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I said, look, just to tell you, to convince you that I'm not going to rip you off, I said, you've already got my address.
Yeah.
I've given you my phone number.
Yeah.
If you want my email address, I can give you that, which you didn't ask for.
Yeah.
I said, by the way, I said, I work for Talk Sport.
Mm.
What? I said, I work for Talk Sport.
Mm.
What do you mean? I said, well, I work for Talk Sport. Well, who are you? I said, I'm Mike Graham. You've already got my name. He said, I don't know who you are. I said, well, I'm one of the two Mikes. One of the two Mikes? He didn't know He didn't know that Mike Graham was one of the two mics. He only knew you, right? He knew Mike Perry. What, you wrote Mike Perry? I said,
Yeah,
fucking hell, I love the two mics. Fucking, you run over my fucking bike.
He picks up his phone and says, one of them two mics have just run my bike over. Oh, it's a great day.
But you know what? Funnily
a
enough,
great day.
But funnily enough, right, ever since then, I haven't heard from him.
Right.
So I don't know whether he's just decided that he was
overreacting.
How long
ago was this?
This was quite a few days ago, four
right.
days ago.
Right. Oh,
so
okay.
I've not heard from him. I mean, you know when you see some people and you think, this guy's going to try and rip me off.
Yes.
He's going to try and make out that, you know, let's get a new bike.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have no fucking evidence to prove
it. My fuel tank was fractured.
Yeah, my fuel tank was fractured. I'm going to need 700 quid. And here's the invoice from my brother's garage.
That's right,
that I've just had him stunted up.
Yeah, that's
But if you pay me cash, we'll get away with 400,
you
know.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there are people like that.
Yeah,
of course
there are.
Or people, I've had people before who've tried to claim that if I crashed in, you know, if I bumped their fender or their bumper, that somehow they needed to get a new boot.
Oh, no.
You know.
You write your car off.
Yeah.
Just by touching it gently at the back. Oh, you've bent the A-frame.
Yeah,
know what I mean? Or the subframe
scam.
Or something.
Well, because, you know, partly what's interesting, because I remember we've done stories about this.
Yeah.
One of the things that these scammers do, and you remember those guys in Birmingham who were banging into the back of people
That's
on
right.
roundabouts?
Absolutely.
They worked out that they could get money from insurance companies, because insurance companies, if it's a claim under a certain amount
That's
of money,
right.
they just pay. They don't even ask. They don't ask for evidence.
Yeah.
They don't ask for,
That lady, Melissa Kite, who writes a column for the Mail on Sunday and Spectator and things like
that.
Yeah. She got done like that, and she said, but there's no damage.
Yeah.
And this went on for months and months and months. She refused to pay all the time. She told her insurance company
But her
not
own
to
insurance
pay.
Was probably saying, just pay it, right?
And she said, no, you're not. And then they found out that the guy had 11 other claims in progress at the time.
Really?
Because what these guys do is, coming off a roundabout, they break suddenly in an old banger they bought for
and
like £100.
Mate,
hit the back of them.
Which is always then your fault, right?
And then it's whiplash and all that kind of bollocks.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I tell you what happened to me. Well, I was coming into work one night to work with you in one of my Mercedes, and I felt a bump.
One of your Mercedes?
Yes.
Well, how many have you had? Or got? You're not saying you've got more than one car now.
No. It was two Mercedes ago. So
two Mercedes
ago. Smaller Mercedes.
The Porky time frame.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So
you didn't have a smaller one, did you?
I did. Don't remember that grey one.
Was that
a C?
Was it a
C class? Yeah. It was. Yeah.
I only remember the two E classes.
It was after I first decided to just spend on a company car.
You downsized.
I downsized and then upsized back up to the E.
I must say, because I've been spending a bit of time in Westminster, you see that big long Jaguar that you used to have.
Yes.
It's a huge car, that, isn't it?
I
mean, you must have had trouble driving that around.
What, the F-Type?
Well, yeah, but the
long
wheelbase
one. The XJ, fantastic.
Because you had a shorter one and a longer one.
No, I had the longer one.
I remember
when
we first started doing podcasts together down in Guildford.
That's right.
You had the long one.
That's right,
And it was fucking huge.
Yeah, it was, it was huge. But I felt this bump. And do you know what? In cars these days, your computer is constantly sort of updating itself. And sometimes it's not a bump. It's a sort of a nervous reaction within the car, you know what I mean? It just resets something.
Yes.
And I thought, was that a bump or not? So I got out, and the bloke behind said, sorry, mate, and then an old banger, you know, I've just run into your car. And I said, yes, I know, I felt the bump. He said, shall we park over there? This guy was a coach driver, and he'd been to see his girlfriend in a place called Mitcham.
I know Mitcham.
Which is on the border of Surrey and
Greater London. Way, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And he said, I'm sorry, I wasn't concentrating. I said, why? He said, my car was parked outside my girlfriend's and somebody broken into it and stolen my laptop. I said, well, you're not having a good day, are you?
Right.
He said, no.
Right.
I said, okay. I said, well, you know, at first sight doesn't look too bad. I said, but, you know, I'm going to have to take your details. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, no problem at all. And I didn't even bother taking to a garage, actually. It was such a minimal bump.
Right.
But he sent me a pleading plaintive, I haven't got any money.
Right.
I can't pay you if I've damaged your car.
Really?
I'm sorry. Do you want a free ride on my bus?
Why would you? Where's he going on the bus?
He was actually, his business was coach tours.
All right.
And it was somewhere on the coast, like Brighton or something like that. You can have a free, you know.
What, bring 50 of your mates and get a free
coach trip? No. You can have you and one other person can have a free ride on a bus around Brighton, see the Brighton Pavilion and go along the front.
How
all
bizarre.
That. Yeah. But in fact, thank
God.
What's
that worth, about a tenner, isn't it?
Probably.
How is that any fucking used to
it? I have no idea. But I think it was his way of trying to get out of it, you know.
Anyway, shocking.
Because I'm not a villain, I didn't
pursue
it.
We've all had different sort of fender bender type situations.
Yeah.
I remember having one In fact, do you remember when we went to Ivor Key's wedding, daughter's wedding?
Yes.
Up in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, Newport. Yeah. And I had I was suffering terribly from, like, I had basically tonsillitis or something like that. Yeah. But I promised I'd have to come. And I had to fly in from England. And I seem to remember I arrived at Newark Airport. I rented a car.
Didn't you go to Boston?
No.
I flew to Boston.
No, I think I flew into Newark because I thought I'll just go straight up 95.
Yeah.
Which actually was all right.
Yeah.
It's kind of equidistant. Mm. So I rented this car. And we were somewhere on 95, somewhere in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And it was one of those mega fucking traffic jams.
Yeah, sure.
It was all, you know, crawling along about five miles an hour. And I was feeling like death.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, I couldn't breathe. My throat was sore.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a kind of fog of taking drugs to try and make it feel better.
Just another midday hangover.
Well, yeah, but I had been so ill on the plane.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd even had a drink, you know. Anyway, I was kind of, you know, half awake, half asleep. And suddenly I ran into the woman in front of me. Very slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
She fucking went nuts. Yeah, jumped out of the car. Yeah. You've hit my car. I'm like, it's fine. Look at it. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, you've hit my fender. And I'm like, look, just get back in your car. Shut up. And eventually she did.
Yeah.
And I didn't bother. It was a rental car. You know,
yeah,
fuck
sure. Who cares? Yeah.
But I mean, the way people get completely carried away with this stuff.
Of course they do.
It's ludicrous.
The first reaction is, you destroyed my car. You destroyed my life. I've got whiplash.
Yeah.
It's all a load of bollocks.
I know. If this guy comes back at me and says I've ruined and wrecked his bike.
Yeah.
There's going to be words. It's
going to be trouble.
I'm telling you. So what have you been doing anyway in all this time that you've been talking about taking the piss out of me running over somebody's motorcycle?
No, I haven't. I've been busy. We put a one-man show together at the Hen and Chickens. It was good.
I heard that went very well, actually.
It went very well, thank you. Life on Planet Porky.
Yes.
So we might do a bit of that again.
Now, once, there are people calling already for him to go on tour.
Well, we'll see.
But you can't. I mean, I saw you put a picture out of your supposed team, right?
Yes, that's
right. The four people that made it all
work
for you.
Yes.
I also noticed that you didn't bother atting them at Twitter, which I presume is because you don't know who their Twitter accounts are.
No, I don't know. No, I mean, I couldn't be bothered to find
out. Less,
no, not really.
Shocking.
I mean, we had Pooch, who's a sort of
a well-known
cameraman,
a producer of the two
Steve.
Mics.
I don't think Steve's got a Twitter account, has he? Steve, my producer.
See,
Steve,
I don't think he has. No,
he has.
No.
And then...
Sam Stevens. The man who does a lot of work for us.
He does a lot of work for us, yeah. But, you know, these people get paid magnificently well for being part of the Planet Porky team.
Indeed.
So it's not a problem. But look, that aside, the biggest thing that happened on that particular day was that the Rolling Stones had to cancel the North American leg of their tour because after what's described as a routine medical, Mick Jagger was told not to proceed with the tour as it would be too energetic.
And it has since emerged that he's got some kind of heart problem, right?
Heart valve problem.
Now, that's what you've got, isn't it?
No.
Get off of my heart valve problem.
Hey, you get off of my valve. No, here comes my 19th valve
breakdown. Meanwhile, as people continually point out whenever anybody dies in the rock business,
that's right.
Keith Richards is still fine.
Still going.
How is that possible?
Keith Richards, who was only 3 weeks ago said, no, I've given up drink, was pictured on the balcony of a hotel drinking a beer.
I mean, that's Mick Jagger now.
Yeah, right.
He looks
for the
hideous,
record, MG has shown me a picture of Mick Jagger who looks like he's just been dug up, to be honest, on stage. He goes through
He's so skinny, isn't he?
Yeah, he goes through this incredible fitness regime, you know, all the time. He does yoga, gymnastics, he has a private personal trainer. When he's not shagging, goes around shagging a lot of women. Some of them commit suicide.
That's a bit harsh.
That's not being unkind.
No, that
Loren,
is. Well,
Loren
that's
did.
Nothing to do with him.
Well, of course it's
I
not
wish
to
you
do
would
with
stop
him.
Libelling very wealthy people.
I didn't say that.
No.
I said some
you
of them
You just said
do.
Some of them commit suicide.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, unfortunately she did.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with him.
Well, I didn't say it was to do with him. She had a business, a clothing range, ran into problems,
well,
all that kind of stuff.
She clearly
How can
had
you
problems.
Possibly say? I alluded to the fact that.
Well, because you put
it
in the same sentence.
No.
If I was your legal counsel, urging you to.
Nothing to do with Jagger.
To withdraw
He was subsequently pictured on the beach following the withdrawal from the tour with his latest girlfriend and mother of his latest child, who's 2 years of age, by the way.
I know.
Little baby girl.
Well, how many kids has he got now?
Eight, I think.
Is it not more than that now?
No, well, he might be, but I thought it was eight. But I mean,
now, you're an expert in these matters, so I'd expect you to be able to explain this to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Listeners,
right? Yeah.
Apparently, he's going to receive a stent.
That's right.
Now, I only read about stents in the Daily Express.
Yes, sure.
They seem obsessed with them. You know, because they make big headlines.
What
about
a stent
stents.
Does is, if
what
you,
is a stent?
Well, the best operation to have if your heart's gone dodgy, if you can get it, and I would love to have had it myself, is to have a complete three or four vein What's it called? The you know, the heart
bypass.
Bypass. Thank right. you. Yeah, the bypass.
Is that where they take the veins from your legs?
Take the
something?
Vein from your thigh or your right. buttocks.
And
right.
Is that because your previous vein has been yeah. somehow fucked up?
Yes. The vein in your heart is full of
cholesterol.
Cholesterol, gunge, maybe deposits from drugs you've taken yes. in an earlier part of your life.
Well, that wouldn't be the case with you.
It wouldn't be the case with me. Cigarettes and all that kind yeah. of stuff. Now, if you, and Steve Curry, who is an old colleague of yes. ours, you know, Steve said that he thought that he was dying because he got to the point where he couldn't even walk up the slope on a golf course anymore, right. you know. And he.
What do you mean without being out of breath? Or
without being complete, he couldn't get up the slope. Right. Couldn't even get to
really?
The top. Yeah, yeah. He had to take another way around and all that kind of
so
stuff.
So it's quite
you know.
Good news that you and I can walk up three flights of stairs.
It's,
to get
it's
to this
pretty,
studio
pretty good news to get to this
without,
studio
without
right
actually,
now.
Actually, you know, collapsing.
What
and
are we
dying.
In the Fish Studios? Is it?
Well, it's there's no such thing as a Fish. It's one of the big podcasts.
That's
they
right.
Do.
Yeah.
It's QI.
Almost as QI. Yeah.
It's QI.
Almost
which
as big as our podcast.
Fantastic TV show.
Yeah. So yeah. So what I was going to say is that. Steve then, you know, went to see his doctor and all that. They diagnosed him. All his arteries were clogged. He went in for the bypass. He had four veins replaced, four major veins.
And what happens when they take, say, the vein from your leg?
I don't know. I don't
Does
know
it
what
grow
happens
back?
To the blood. I don't know. Because if the blood's running down a vein in your leg and they take the vein out, I don't know where the blood goes.
Well, I assume that they take the vein out. But they then reconnect the bit of the vein.
I suppose they must do.
At the top of the bottom.
I suppose they must do.
Maybe it's like an elastic.
Yeah, maybe.
Is
maybe.
It elastic?
I don't know. I really don't know.
You should be an expert in this.
Well, I'm only an expert in recovery. I'm not an expert in the actual surgical process. Yeah. Because,
now,
of course,
I would suspect Mick Jagger was always the most clean living of all the Rolling Stones, right? Forget what you may have thought.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think you're right.
He has always been the guy with the main eye on the main chance. He's always been the guy that's commercially,
totally
aware.
Agree.
He smoked quite a lot of cigarettes.
And he wants to live forever, by the way.
But he gave up drugs, apparently, when he met Jerry Hall.
Yes.
And he gave up drinking, apparently. Or not gave it up, but he rarely drinks. He doesn't drink a lot.
No, that's
doesn't
right.
drink anything like what you and I drink.
No, of course not. Of course he doesn't.
He runs, he eats healthily.
That's what I'm saying. You know? That's what I'm saying. Gets him to shape. And I think he looks ghastly thin. He looks like he looks like a victim
looks like
of
a
anorexia,
cadaver, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I mean, there's another one. Look,
let me have a look at this picture here. Yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah, he looks and he
emaciated.
He looks emaciated, and he looks far too young
but
for his age.
Have you seen the Rolling Stones live?
Yeah, they were awful.
Yeah,
because they don't replicate the studio sound.
But he doesn't stop running.
No, I know.
He literally does not stop running.
It's estimated he runs 10 miles during a live show.
Yeah.
10 miles, okay.
I saw them with that was a famous show that I saw him at Wembley with my ex-wife.
That's
she
right.
punched the Hell's Angel.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
Where we were trying to get out to the side because everybody rushed to the front. It was quite scary.
Yeah.
It was also the show whereby a guy came up to me because I had a bottle of one of those big bottles of sort of tonic water.
Yes.
But it was mixed with vodka. Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
of
in those days, you could still bring those into
that's
stadiums.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think you can anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy comes up to me.
Yeah.
And says to me, "Oh, can I have some of your vodka?"
Yeah.
He's American.
Mm.
And I said,
"Sorry,
yeah.
which stadium you're in?"
Wembley. The old Wembley.
Oh, Wembley. Okay. Yeah.
It was the old Wembley.
Right.
With the Twin Towers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the Rolling Stones, Black Uhuru, who are a great reggae band.
Right.
Jay Giles band, I think it was as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good show. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we were happily drinking.
Yeah.
And he said, "Can I have some of that?"
Mm.
And I said, "Yeah, okay." I said, "You're going to give me anything in return?" He said,
"Yeah.
I'll bring you back a joint."
Yeah.
And I went, "Yeah, all right then." I never thought I'd see the guy again.
No.
Sure enough, 10 minutes later,
yeah.
he wound his way, because we were in sort of on the pitch.
That's right. Yeah.
He wound his way back, found us, gave us a joint.
Wow.
Which we then smoked.
Wow.
Right? Because that was that.
There were a lot of people around you smoking joints.
There were a lot of people.
Yeah.
At some point or other, it started to get a bit leery because the Stones came on and everybody ran towards the front.
Right.
And we were quite near the front and we were getting crushed. So I said, "Well, let's go out to the side."
Yeah.
And as we were going out to the side, these Hell's Angels, a group of them, were trying to. I mean, everybody else was very helpful and just let us go.
Yeah.
This girl tried to trip my then girlfriend, who was later to become my wife, up, tried to trip her up.
Yeah.
As she was walking past.
Yeah.
And then I turned around to her and I said, "Well, that was pretty fucking stupid."
Yeah.
"What'd you do that for?"
Yeah.
And then this guy appeared, huge guy.
Yeah.
Sort of swung his arm all the way back as if to punch me.
Yeah.
And as he was all the way back.
Yeah.
My then girlfriend, Susan.
Yeah.
Just basically punched him and pushed him over.
Right.
And he fell over.
Excellent.
And we ran out to
and
the
he got
side
away.
And we got away.
Excellent. Well Amazing. Done. To get to the end of the story about Steve Curry,
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. He went to see his doctor. He said, yeah, about 6 weeks later, he had a heart bypass.
Right.
He said, you go from being completely fucked
right.
to completely healthy again right. after that operation.
Do they not make you lose loads of weight as well, though?
Well, you'd lose loads of weight anyway because of the inactivity before you have the operation, okay?
Right.
And then when you have the operation, you feel like walking again, and you do walk, and you get healthier. Mm. But it basically replaces clogged up arteries, which are not carrying blood, and blood carries oxygen, remember, around your body, to completely nice new arteries, which carry it all around and gives you like another 15, 20 years of life. Now, so if I could have done
does
that,
does he have a
brilliant.
Stent, though? Or does, is that
Is? Well, the valve...
I thought a stent and a bypass were two different things.
Oh, a stent means that if they've got a knackered old vein, which has just imploded, but it's not coagulated inside, you see what I mean?
Right.
It's not got all the gunge inside, they can put a stent in. The stent looks like, you know, when you get a biro pen, not a biro pen, a ballpoint pen,
yes,
and you click it from the top, and within the body of the pen there's a spring at the bottom,
right,
and the nib comes out and it goes back in on that spring. Well, you take that spring out, we've also like that's a stent,
okay,
and that goes on the inside of the
what the spring part is, you mean?
The spring, spring part. They put that inside the vein,
right,
or inside the aorta or something like that, and it holds it open, and then you get better blood flow that goes through.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, and does it stay permanently like that? It
stays permanently like that, and they might in 2 or 3 years' time replace it,
okay,
or something like that. But the problem with me is the whole of the left-hand side of my heart was completely fucked. And so
is that the left-hand side as you look at it or as I look at it?
Where my left hand is, my left-hand side,
okay?
So I had, and still have.
Can't they put a stent in that then?
No. I have dilated cardiomyopathy,
yes,
which means that the whole of the big left chamber, which pumps blood around your heart,
yeah,
is just too big. And so
and dilated normally means big, doesn't it? Like if you have dilated pupils, like people who smoke a lot of dope.
Yeah.
You look in their eyes, you can see that
their
pupils are dilated.
Absolutely. So my heart goes out, but it goes out too far.
Right.
So when it comes back in, it doesn't give enough thrust to pumping the blood around the rest of my body.
Right.
So that's why only one third of my heart works, because it takes three pumps of my left-hand chamber to push as much blood around your body as it takes in one pump in your heart.
So you've actually already got... Well, the opposite of a stent is what you need, then. You need someone to just close it down a
bit. Yeah, but you can't.
Have you ever got anything like the opposite of a stent?
The only thing they can do for my heart is a transplant, okay?
Yeah.
Because you can't take half a heart out. You can't take that left chamber out.
But you were taken off the transplant register.
I took myself off the transplant register because I was brilliant enough to work out that if I lost a load of weight, gave up drinks, started... I was advised, just stay in bed until we've got a heart donor for you. That's the only thing.
And so now that you're recovered from your acute heart failure, you're now suffering with several other illnesses.
Well,
and sort of batting away medical miracle
scenario. Yeah, you see, you've got to remember that when one of your organs goes in your body, I know these things because I've studied the medical process, it means that you put more pressure on your other organs. Mm. So, for instance, my brain is under extreme pressure because my heart doesn't work. Yeah.
What?
My liver could be under pressure because my heart doesn't
work. And why is your brain under pressure?
Because if one organ doesn't work and my heart is so weak, only one third of it works,
You look fine to me. You look actually very well.
Yeah, but I carry it well.
I haven't seen you looking
better. I carry it well.
You've got a pink glow to
yourself. No, I carry it well. And so, you know,
I don't think half
my
the
liver
stuff
might
you
be
say
knackered.
Is in any way true.
It is, it is.
Bollocks.
But anyway, since then, of course, I developed chronic diabetes 2, which, why do you have to laugh when I
because
explain?
Somebody sent me a tweet the other day.
Yeah.
Why
does
Porky always have to have chronic everything? You know,
you mean,
why do you just have fucking diabetes 2? It's been chronic.
Yeah.
Apparently, chronic means, this guy said this,
it
means lifelong and life-threatening.
Well, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Because you already told me you've beaten it.
Yeah, but I may have descaled it down from chronic
descaled
to semi-chronic.
It.
You know what I mean?
You
because
can't be
of
semi-chronic.
My hard work.
That's like being sort of semi-pregnant.
No, it's either
chronic or it's not chronic.
Well, it's chronic, believe me.
Right.
And
chronic bollocks is what
and,
it is.
And, you know, sciatica is a shocking thing.
Yes, so how is your sciatica?
Sciatica?
You haven't complained about it lately.
I don't complain, you see.
You
just
haven't
get
complained
on with it,
about the heavy head syndrome either.
Well, no, but
you say that that's been sorted.
Well, it's been treated.
Treated.
I've had an x-ray for
have
it.
You?
I've had an x-ray.
Yeah, and what's the x-ray show?
Well, it could be that the skeletal muscle and nerve, which starts just at the back of your skull and then goes down right and left into your shoulders
yes.
and then down your back, that could have some kind of a rupture.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be causing my headaches.
Oh, right.
So I've had I've actually...
So like a nerve strain or tissue damage or something?
More like tissue damage on the muscle. So I've had an X-ray. Mm. And what will happen is I'll get the results of the X-ray quite soon. And if they say, no, there is no damage to the skeletal muscle that goes down to your right and left shoulders, then I'm going to go for a brain scan. You think that's funny as well?
Well, I was telling somebody about this the other day.
Because
I could be.
I do. I'm going to about
and
to have a...
And do you know what the person I was talking to said?
Yeah. What?
Do you think they'll find anything? This is a very obvious joke,
very
which
funny.
I didn't want to make, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they said.
Yeah. Because I've told you about my mate, old Sangi. He died of an aneurysm.
Yeah, but hang on. When we talked about this on Talk Sport a little while ago, we got a lot of grief from people who said you shouldn't be making fun of people who drop dead.
I'm not making fun of anybody who drops dead. Yeah. I might be dropping dead myself because... Yeah. If it's not this skeletal
can
muscle
pain... Can
you
not do it for a while? Because we've got some
exactly.
podcasts to do.
It could be that I'm having an aneurysm. For instance, Karen Brady had an operation to ward off an aneurysm.
She
had, well, she had a weekly check. A yearly check.
Right.
And in a yearly, you know, check-up, they do an MCI scan of your head.
MRI?
MRI, that's
what's
it.
What's an MCI scan?
I don't know what an MCI is.
Manchester City.
MRI scan. There's two. They can either do an MRI scan or a CTI.
You've told me all this.
CTI
we
scan.
We talked about all this on TalkSport.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to have one of those. I'm going to have one of those.
Okay.
And when I have one of those...
Well,
that...
can we see the results, please?
Yeah, of course you can.
You can
post
them online.
That'll work
I
out.
I think what you should do,
What?
You should launch a website, Mike Porky Parry's Body. Right?
Yes.
And you could actually have it as an interactive
could
thing.
Do.
It'd be great. And
could
you
do.
Could, you know, like that that game you used to play as a kid, Operation.
Yeah.
Where you have to try and make the you have to try and put the thing in without making it beep.
Really?
You remember Operation? You never played it?
Not sure about
it's
that.
It's got like a sort of a pen like device.
Yeah.
But it's attached to a an electric charge.
Oh, I see.
And there's a body, and you have to try and remove bones and put bones in.
Oh God, that
Hang
sounds
on.
Awful.
Well, no, it's like a skeleton.
I wouldn't do that.
No, but the point is, if you touch the sides, it goes. And so you lose. You have to pass it to the next person.
Yeah.
But you could have something like that, an interactive sort of Porky body, like something from the Science Museum.
Yes.
And people could investigate which part of your body requires the most help.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think I'm onto something.
I'm not sure about that.
All right.
But anyway, look, health is something, as you grow older, you have to take more and more care of.
That's true.
Now...
I can't believe how old I am, by the way. I started to think about this the other day.
You're nearly 60, aren't you?
Well, I'm 58.
58,
I'll be
59
this year.
59, what year? What month?
This year, in August.
What month? August.
August,
yeah. Oh, blimey.
Don't worry about buying me anything, you never do.
Up. No, I won't. No.
But no, I mean... I'm you know, up until now, I didn't care when I turned 50.
Yeah.
I did not care when I turned 40.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't care when I turned 30.
Yeah.
But turning 60, fucking hell, that's old.
Well,
I mean, you've already had this problem.
Yeah, well, I'm in early middle age.
You're
so
over 60.
You can admit
you're over 60.
I don't need to worry about it. But do you know what? Funny enough, getting serious for a minute.
Have you seen the time, by the way?
Don't worry about the time. This is important. Of course, I lost my mum last year, right? And she was 85.
Mm.
And... a couple of weeks ago, we had Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And we all got together down in Surrey. It was fine. And we all came to the conclusion that everything was wonderful until Mum got just over 80.
Yeah.
But we have no idea where the years between 60 and 80 went to in her life. Do
in
you understand
life.
What I mean?
Yeah.
We have absolutely
what do you
no
mean,
idea.
From her perspective or
well,
yours?
Well, we just don't know how the woman we knew at 60 had... deteriorated so badly by 80, you know what I mean? Now, funny enough, this comes at a time when a couple of weeks ago, about the same time, we celebrated your mum's birthday, 95.
95, yeah.
And still going very strong.
And still going very strong.
Yeah.
And an incredible woman in many ways.
Yes.
But you're right. I mean, people say that as you get older, time seems to go quicker.
Yes.
I think it does.
I think it does.
I mean, I can't believe, for example, that we're now practically midway through and towards the back end of April.
No.
You know?
Oh, no, I totally agree. Well, you're right about the ages, because I've got a sister 1 year younger and 1 year older.
Yeah.
And we can remember distinctly being 32, 33, and 34.
Yeah.
Now, you translate that forward 30 years.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to me like a lifetime away. It seems like you only just the other day.
I agree.
I mean, you and I have known each other now for a bloody long time. Probably, 40 years, maybe?
I was going to say...
30? Well, we met in 1983.
No, it's nearly 40
years. 93.
Nearly 40 years.
2003.
35 years.
It's not far off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an extraordinary amount of time.
Extraordinary amount of time.
That's more than half my life.
Yes, that's right.
I've fucking known you more than half my life.
Exactly. And if you take your working life, 2/3 of your working life.
Yeah.
In fact, more.
No,
all your working life.
No, because I met you when I was only 23 when I met you.
That's right, yeah. All your
working
life.
And I'm now 58.
All your working life, I know.
It's fucking scary, that.
It is a bit scary, but I mean, you know.
Basically, I'm still talking to you.
As long as you live well, as long as you live well, then all.
Well, you know what they say.
Will
living
be well.
Well is the best revenge.
It certainly is.
I tried to do that as best I can.
Yeah, absolutely right.
We are the two mics. I said, you've already got my address.
Yeah.
I've given you my phone number.
Yeah.
If you want my email address, I can give you that, which you didn't ask for.
Yeah.
I said, by the way, I said, I work for TalkSport.
Mm.
What? I said, I work for TalkSport.
Mm.
What do you mean? I said, well, I work for TalkSport. Well, who are you? I said, I'm Mike Graham. You've already got my name. He said, I don't know who you are. I said, well, I'm one of the two Mikes. One of the two Mikes? He didn't know. He didn't know that Mike Graham was one of the two Mikes.
Yeah.
He only knew you, right? He knew Mike Perry. What, you
wrote
Mike Perry? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, fucking hell. I love the two Mikes. Fucking, you run over my fucking bike.
He picks up his phone and says, oh, one of them two Mikes have just run my bike over. Oh, it's a great
day. But you know what? Funnily enough.
Great day.
But funnily enough, right, ever since then, I haven't heard from him.
Right. Since then, of course, I developed chronic diabetes 2, which... Why do you have to laugh when I explain?
Because somebody sent me a tweet the other day.
Yeah.
Why
does
Porky always have to have chronic everything?
You know,
why don't you just have fucking diabetes 2? Oh, no, it has to be chronic.
Yeah.
Apparently, chronic means, this guy said this,
it
means lifelong and life-threatening.
Well, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Because you already told me you've beaten it.
Yeah, but I may have descaled it down from chronic to semi-chronic.
It.
You know what I mean?
You can't
because
be
of
semi-chronic.
My hard work.
That's like being sort of semi-pregnant.
No, it's either
chronic or it's not chronic.
Well, it's chronic, believe me.
Right.
And
chronic bollocks is
and
what it is.
He does yoga, gymnastics. He has a private personal trainer.
When
he's not shagging, goes around shagging a lot of women. Some of them commit suicide.
That's a bit harsh.
That's not being unkind.
No, that
Loren,
is. Well,
Loren
that's
did.
Nothing to do with him.
Well, of course, it's
I
not to do
would
with
stop
him.
Libeling very wealthy people.
I didn't say that.
No.
I said some
you
of them
You just said
do.
Some of them commit suicide.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, unfortunately, she did.